The ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find the Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Wait, what hairbrush is that?
This? It's my Tangle Teaser. Total game changer.
Okay, but your hair always looks good. Mine breaks every time I brush it.
Yeah, that was me before this thing. It has this wild two-tiered teeth thing going on. It detangles without yanking.
No tugging, even wet?
Especially wet. I use it straight out of the shower. No knots, no drama. And bonus, it actually feels good.
That's honestly impressive. I just thought all brushes were the same.
They're not. This one was made with hair health in mind. Any type. Fine, curly, coily. It's kind of obsessed with being gentle.
Well, now I'm obsessed. Where did you get it?
Amazon. Here. See? And if you use promo code TANGLE10 off, you'll save 10%.
Okay, sold.
Told you. Bad hair days don't stand a chance.
Tangle Teaser. Detangling without the drama. Say bye-bye to bad hair days. Find Tangle Teaser on Amazon.com and use promo code TANGLE10 off to save 10%. That's Tangle Teaser on Amazon.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. For the first time this year, the Federal Reserve Board voting to cut interest rates, this time by a quarter point. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says the Fed Board noted a balance shift in the economy.
This is an attempt to try to stimulate the economy. The Fed nodding to the fact that it has seen a weakening jobs market. Inflation is still above where the Fed wants it to be, but for now, the Fed signaling it's going to look, perhaps it sees inflation higher, but not going up a lot more, and it's willing to overlook that a little bit in order to bring rates down to try to provide some support for the jobs market.
The newest confirmed board member, President Trump's top economic advisor, Stephen Miron, dissented in favor of a half-point rate cut. President Trump is in the UK along with the First Lady for a state visit hosted by the royal family. They'll attend a state dinner tonight. Tyler Robinson, the man charged in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, remains in protective isolation at Utah County Jail. This is ABC News. Changes could be coming to the iconic ice cream makers who have built a brand on their names, along with flavors like Chunky Monkey and Cherry Garcia.
Ben's ice cream just doesn't have the same ring to it, but that may be where we're headed. Ben and Jerry's co-founder Jerry Greenfield says he's quitting the brand because it's clear parent company Unilever won't let the company stand behind the social justice issues that were a stipulation of the sale of Ben and Jerry's back in 2000. Greenfield says it comes at a time when civil rights, voting rights, and the rights of immigrants, women, and the LGBTQ community are being attacked. On X, he writes, Ben and Jerry's has been silenced for fear of upsetting those in power. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Companies are competing to make driverless taxis the ride of the future, and soon it could be a reality in the Bay Area. Travelers arriving at San Francisco International Airport may be catching a ride to their next destination using driverless taxis. Waymo just got the green light to test its vehicles around the airport. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. We've all had that epic rideshare experience. Halfway through the trip, you know their heartbreak, their career path, and they know your aspirations to go find yourself in Portugal. It's human. We're all looking for connection, for someone to listen. But sometimes the people we spill our hearts to aren't exactly equipped to help us through it. With over a decade of data-backed experience from helping millions of people, BetterHelp matches you with a therapist based on your needs and goals. No asking for recommendations or endless scrolling through listings. Simply answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist often in as little as 48 hours. Join over 5 million people worldwide who've trusted BetterHelp for their mental health and well-being. Get a therapist who gets you. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. Republican state lawmakers are once again introducing community solar energy legislation to allow for smaller community-owned solar farms. Representative Scott Krug.
The coalition on this bill has been growing magnificently because of the frustrations we hear in our communities, though. So it should be, I think, bipartisan this session, actually.
Previous versions of the legislation were opposed by utilities and labor unions and failed to advance. While utilities can currently develop community solar projects, it's been a low priority for them. A middle school teacher in Janesville is charged with sharing an explicit photo of his wife and also allegedly sought to exploit children.
A criminal complaint against 33-year-old Adam Teal says he was talking with an undercover federal agent online about having seen child pornography and a desire to molest young relatives. The criminal complaint says Teal told the agent he was a teacher and sent the agent a photo of one of his students. He also sent a photo of his wife showering. In a message to families at Franklin Middle School, the school district of Janesville confirmed Teal was a sixth grade teacher at the school and said Teal is on administrative leave. So far, Teal faces a single charge of capturing an intimate representation without consent in Rock County Court. Andrea Morrow, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Cleanup has been completed at multiple Wisconsin locations where electronic waste was illegally dumped. Those sites were connected to a criminal case against former state senator Kevin Schabelsky. Schabelsky was convicted of fraud for taking payments to process e-waste, but his company, 5-Hour Processors, and related firms simply dumped the waste at sites in Ladysmith, West Bend, Glenflora, and Catawba. In all, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources spent $4.5 million to remove millions of pounds of old TVs, computer monitors, and other assorted waste. Schabelsky was sentenced to 33 months in federal prison in 2022. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Still staying unseasonably warm today with highs climbing to the mid-80s. Chance of showers and storms returning by early evening. They do look to keep us damp through the night, leaving us tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies, highs cooler, flirting with 80, more showers and storms by the afternoon. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, 78 degrees.
The grain markets gave back a bit of what was gained yesterday. Corn, wheat, and soybean futures were modestly lower today. Bean oil actually led the declines with the soy complex and were sharply lower. Lean hog futures saw slight to moderate losses, and the cattle complex was solidly lower.
Live from very near the summit of Hump Day via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Scott Varlick from Coima Varlick. Directly following the news, Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis, thank you. The state of the beef industry, we talked about it this morning. Uh-huh. With Angie Stump Denton, the folks at Farm Journal and Drovers did a survey of the industry and came up with some of the, you know, measures of current conditions in the beef market and the cattle industry and some of the expectations for the industry going forward. It's some really, really interesting reading and diving into it. I'm glad that we did that this morning. This afternoon, yeah, we are going to take a look at what is happening in the cattle market, the beef market, and try to gain an understanding there. Including where things might go here in the future. So I'm looking forward to that with Scott.
Love it. Yeah. You got the right guy for it, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No question about it. You know, I'm not exactly sure why my radar is not updating now, because I'm telling you, when it was updating before, it was a very colorful picture.
Really?
Here in Iowa, central Iowa, from south to north in central Iowa. Uh-huh. Things are looking pretty stormy, and by the time the show is done today, I got a feeling that there's going to be thunder back in the air here outside the bunker, dude. It's that kind of a week.
A prism of current conditions, you might say, eh,
yes.
Chip?
Mm? Yeah, that's, mm-hmm. You might say that. I might listen to it and say, that's right, you might say that.
Right. So, that, you know?
There you go.
What was that?
Did you hear a Big Apple Joe?
Yeah, I thought I did.
A kaleidoscope. It's a kaleidoscope.
It's a kaleidoscope. There we go. That's what we're looking for.
That's right, a kaleidoscope.
Oh, welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Davis, Big Apple Joe here with you. We've got Scott Varlick coming up in a bit, and Bubba, right after Davis is done with the markets.
Chip, December soft red winter wheat futures opened fractionally lower, spiked resistance at yesterday's high before pulling back to post a low range close. The drop from session highs moved front month SRW back to the middle of the 7-week sideways trading range. The U.S. dollar index traded modestly higher up to 1 o'clock Central Time when the Federal Reserve confirmed a quarter-point cut to interest rates. That triggered a sell-off in the dollar index that should help support wheat futures in the overnight session. Some also point to rains in hard red winter wheat country as a source of pressure on wheat prices today. December hard red winter wheat futures 7 1/4 cents lower, 5.16 1/4. December SRW wheat down 5 3/4 to 5.28 1/4. December spring wheat closed at 5.74. That's down 2.5, Chip.
Yeah. Fed Chairman Powell is still holding his press conference, making comments following the cut of 1/4 point. It was exactly what the trade expected. Not really much reaction in anything following the move.
Ethanol production week ended September 12, averaged 1.055 million barrels per day. That's down 50,000 barrels from the previous week, but 6,000 barrels ahead of the same week last year. Ethanol stocks in the week dropped 235,000 barrels to a manageable 22.6 million. December corn futures opened slightly lower, rallied to match resistance at yesterday's high before prices fell back to post a low-range close. Today's price action reinforced resistance at 430 in December corn. Early harvest reports are mixed, but generally up the odds the national corn yield will trend lower. Chart watchers also point out today's price setback did not threaten the uptrend from the August 12 low. Dees corn 2 3/4 lower on the day, 426 3/4. March corn down 2.5 cents to 444 1/2. May corn futures closed at 454 1/4. That's down 2.5 cents on the day.
Man, I hate to mention this, but with all the rain that we've got in the Western Corn Belt, there's actually some harvest delays. I mean, guys would like to be rolling today.
Well, the South China Morning Post reported overnight the U.S. and China have made progress in trade talks. A headline in the newspaper read, quote, Trump Xi progress bodes well for Boeing and U.S. farmers, end quote. Boeing stock today was lower after the interest rate cut, and today's lower bean price left many skeptical that meaningful progress between the United States and China has in fact been made. Spreaders were active in the soy complex. Heavy selling in bean oil futures pulled bean prices to the downside. November beans opened just slightly lower and then pushed up to spike resistance at yesterday's high before futures pulled back to a low range close. I think that's a hat trick of that sort of market performance there, Chip.
Yeah.
November beans 6 cents lower, 10.43 3/4. Jan beans off 6 1/4, 10.63. March beans closed at 10.78, down 6 1/4 cents, Chip.
Yeah, December soybean meal today was down just 40 cents, but December bean oil down 142 points. That was a beating.
December cotton today closed at 67.25. That's down 43. We'll get details on the cattle market here coming up. October fat cattle, $2.35 lower, 231.10. October feeders down 5.17 1/2 to 349.12 1/2. And October lean hog futures down a nickel, 97.32 1/2. Chip Flory.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Todd Horowitz, BubbaTrading.com. How you doing, Bubba?
What's up, fellas? Well, the Fed is speaking, and they're speaking in a foreign language once again. It's amazing how we just can't let the free market straight. That would be just so much simpler instead of trying to listen to Jerome Powell talk in circles like he has any idea what he's talking about with his dot plots and all those other moronic statements.
Yeah, yeah. Is the Fed moving in the right direction with the rate cut?
No. No. They're not. They should not be involved because the bottom line remains, Chip, that the banks are making more money, and the Fed cuts are not being passed on to the consumer. So what good does it do the average American? Yes, mortgage rates came down a little bit today, but overall mortgage rates are still high. in the last 12 months, the Fed, the lending rate to the banks has gone down 100 basis points. The lending rate to the consumer has gone up 100 basis points. Where does that help any consumer whatsoever?
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't. What's your longer-term view here?
I mean, well, I think that across the board, buy grains, sell meats, and sell the equities. That's my longer-term view for right now.
Okay. All right. Well, you've been there for a while,
the meats I stopped selling because they were going crazy. But now I think you have seen the top now. That I would comfortably say that you've seen the top, and hopefully our farmers and producers are protecting these high prices here because I think that they're going to start to see some pressure. The economy is weak. We're kind of being built on a house of cards.
Okay. Is volume coming back or is it still slow?
Still very slow, but we'll see. I think this is what everybody was waiting for was today. We'll know more tomorrow, and next week when I talk to you, I'll have a better clue.
Gotcha. Good stuff, Bubba. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you later. That's Todd Horowitz.
Thanks,
Bubba. Trading.com. All right, coming up next, we are going to talk about what is going on in the cattle complex. A little bit of pressure on the cash side of cattle and beef here this week. We'll find out what's going on next here on AgriTalk.
Hey, what's cooking?
Hey, Jim.
Hey.
What do you think of the selection?
Well, having a great selection is super important. It's how you stand out. And by broadly accessing the industry's latest genetics and traits, we only recommend the best seed for your fields.
Great. But I was talking about the burgers and dogs.
Oh, yeah, those too.
Talk to your local Cropland retail seed expert today. Cropland Seed, anything but typical.
Running a trucking business is hard enough. Don't let compliance paperwork slow you down. At Dakota Group, we make DOT compliance simple and easy. From MCS 150 and UCR filings to strategic advisory services and more, Dakota Group is your trusted partner for comprehensive trucking compliance solutions. Don't wait. Get your trucking business DOT compliant today. Call 844-426-2400 today. Don't wait. Get your trucking business DOT compliant today. Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
When the game is on the line,
the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, Proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, Proven G3's three modes of action feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.19% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
This is my favorite Eric Clapton movie.
I don't even know what you mean by that. Does that mean anything in particular?
That's all right. Nothing in particular. No.
What is it? Eric Clapton made a movie?
No. Oh, but the song is in the movie Goodfellas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Huh. All right. Did you hear poor Apple, Big Apple Joe there? I think he was
accidentally on. You weren't meant to hear that.
He may have been exhibiting a little frustration with my lack of movie knowledge there. Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, the cinema is not completely, for the most part, the cinema is lost on me.
Well, and I was crossing mediums there, too. You got the music side, you got the theatrical side. It's a lot to take in. You've got a handle on the cattle market, though, or at least you're closer than I am. So, it evens out.
That, and if you guys want to talk about the 1998 Cubs playoff run, I'm here for it.
Sure.
I'm here for it.
I can get you there.
Let's talk cattle. Let's talk cattle. Get Scott Varlicky in here. Coima Varlick Trading. Scott, it's good to talk to you again, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Glad to be here talking about cattle because I'm like you on the movies. I'm so far behind everything that comes out on TNT. I've never seen. So
yeah,
that far behind.
So far behind, can't never get caught up. I get it. I get it. Okay. You know what? I want to start with just today's price action, okay, Scott? Because you look at it, and you got $2.50 losses in the fats, you got $5 losses in the feeders, and you want to get a little bit worked up about it, and then you take a look at the charts, and we're still trading inside. The whole week has been inside of last week's range. I guess we just have to expect more volatility like this, right?
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part that we're dealing with. I mean, I love my job, but lately this is something else. I mean, that's how much volatility we're seeing. It's a lot of head fakes and moves. You have a limit down day, and the next day you are just a couple ticks away from limit up. And I think understanding where we are at a very high level, and it's not sure. You know, when we see these head fakes, we're all nervous. Cattle producers are nervous. Cattle traders are nervous. You know, we all know that the end is going to come eventually. So you kind of fall into that trap, but it's always worked its way back and you're just not sure. One of these times it's not. Is this it? Nobody knows. So that expected volatility to be there. I mean, even the funds, we saw them wiggle a little bit here. We had our Goldman roll started. So they could roll out of October futures. And what they did is they just straight liquidated some contracts. So you start to lose some of those funds in the market. I mean, that adds to it. You know, now it's a little bit scarier yet with less traders in the markets.
Yeah. Well, and then you take a look at what is happening. I've got it up here someplace. I think it's right there. Yeah, heavyweight choice graded boxes today, this morning, down 489. Now, movement was really good. But this is day two of a significant pullback in those boxed beef prices. It's got me a little worried about it.
Yeah, it's just a little alarming to see that. I mean, we've had supply and demand on our side for a large part of this rally. And when you start to lose some of those stories, you start to wonder. And yeah, that demand, it's after Labor Day. They had the really good Labor Day run. Some prices we can seasonally break here after Labor Day when some of that dries up. But to see it go down that fast, I think it's a little alarming. And beef has been something we've been able to just stand on, this rock solid demand. It's been just awesome. And prices, it took them a while to really reach the stores because you had, you know, over the years, packer margins and retail margins were definitely there. Now, as we ate into those margins, the price naturally had to go higher. And we were not seeing a lot of backlash. And I think it's just as of lately, in the last several months here, those higher prices hitting those stores and consumers are paying higher prices across the board on everything. We're seeing our first little slowdown, getting a little bit nervous about the beef movement. At least it's on a, you know, something that consumers really want. It's not like we had a story that's steering them away. We're just maybe reaching that price range to where a little correction will spurt back up. So I think it'll come back, you know, not lost forever on the demand, but seeing some of that pullback here.
Yeah. Okay. You know, you said it a bit ago. The end is coming eventually to this rally that we've got going in the cattle trade. The beef price, beef demand, is why I have to ask, you know, is it? Are we sure that the end is coming? And, it, you know, Scott, in the past, when the end has arrived, we used to talk all the time about how cattle like to make V-tops and V-bottoms. This top is going to be a whole lot choppier than just a straight V-top, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's an excellent point, because we're all sitting here, you know, cattle traders are used to a black swan type of event, your V-top straight down on something, and we haven't had it. So it feels like we're all looking for this black swan, worried about it, when we've got this beautiful white swan right in front of us, I guess. So it's still been a great market, and there's still some signs saying that it can do more. It's possible. It definitely is. I mean, we talked about the charts and the movement and settling back into a range. I mean, we've came up so high that some of these uptrend lines are well below us. We could break this market a ways and still be on an uptrend. It still could technically hold some of those spots, and the amount of dollars we can break are big. I mean, you could break the feeders another $50 before you hit some of these long-term uptrend lines, maybe even $60. So that's just how fast we went up. And I think that's the breathtaking part. And for a producer, from our producer standpoint, you're handling so many more dollars, and it's just so high that it'd be great to just say, I don't need any hedges. This thing feels good. But the amount of dollars you're handling, the risk that's there is just of the utmost importance.
It is. Everyone has had to adjust their line of thinking when it comes to risk management because of the level of risk that is involved in these markets. I think you are absolutely right on that, Scott. Talk to me about the cash market. The beef market makes me think that this cash market's going to pull back a little bit this week.
We're kind of expecting that a little bit. I mean, the South is doing okay. We're seeing the dollar lower to $2 lower so far on a few trades. Their asking prices were actually higher entering the week, so there was a few takers at some of this lower stuff. But in the North, it's feeling a little bit sloppier. So the South, you got the tight supply. The North, seasonally, we've got some more cattle around. And it's a little bit of a mixed bag on what I think producers are looking at. There's some that are saying, hey, I this is the time of year I sell cattle. I have a huge profit here. I want to move them. I want to get them sold. Mm-hmm. So there's some of those, and there's others that say, feeders are this high. I want to make them bigger. I'm just going to keep feeding them and fight the market. So we do find some people fighting the market here. We're going to have big carcass weights. We've got cheap feed and relatively good growing weather. Conditions have been great. So we're starting to feel the North. Once we got below the South, that's your first little negative sign. And now it's a little bit more of a struggle. I had one outfit trying to get 235 today and was not able to get it on a one pen that they wanted to move. So is that the market? I don't know, but that's a little bit scary that you dangle a lower price out there and there's not somebody jumping after it. So there's some opening bids of 233, which are going to be $3 lower if that $2 to $3 lower if that hits. So we're just a little bit nervous up here in the North. Feels like we're losing a little bit of that leverage per se. And then on the other hand, you hear, I guess there's some packers that are going to kill on Saturday and still wanting some beef. Up and down on the news there.
Yeah, because it was starting to feel a little bit like a slowdown in the kill numbers was being manufactured in here, Scott.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's what part of the reason we got the boxes so high was a lot of those kill cuts. And now that the boxes can start coming down, maybe that'll spur them back up. But if they come out and bid higher, I don't think that they just get more cattle bought because we know supplies are tight. Tightest they've been since 2015 on this marketing number, and you just say, wow, it's just that tight out there. So it wouldn't pay for them to say, hey, I'll go up there and bid something a higher price because the cattle aren't there. So they'd rather see us back them up. Packer is going to want to wait on those cattle, so maybe it's just them playing a little bit of hardball, making sure we feed them some extra days here.
Okay. All right, we are right in the middle of a conversation with Scott Varlick, Coima Coima Varlick Trading. When we come back, a couple of things that we need to get to. This is State of the Beef Industry Week here at Farm Journal, and part of that is a longer-term view. I want to talk about some heifer retention. Are we seeing any of that? What's going on with cow slaughter? The feeder cattle supply, what does that look like to us going forward? And you know what? We'll stay short-term, too. Cattle on Feed Report on Friday.
My husband is a veteran, and he was injured in the line of duty.
It happened while I was deployed to Iraq. We were stopped at a checkpoint, and then all of a sudden, there was a loud explosion. An IED detonated 3 feet from my face.
It was bad.
I remember thinking, who's going to take care of my wife and daughter?
We took care of each other with a lot of help from DAV.
When America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I don't know what we would have done without them.
DAV was the voice that we didn't have.
Every year, DAV helps more than a million veterans like Jason get the life-changing support and benefits they've earned so they can achieve more victories.
It wasn't easy, but he never gave up.
My victory is knowing my disability doesn't define me.
He's an inspiration.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where December hard red winter wheat futures were 7¼ cents lower at 5.16¼. December SRW wheat down 5¾ to 5.28¼. December corn futures 2¾ lower at 4.26¾. March corn down 2½, 4.44½. November soybean futures were 6 cents lower, 10.43¾. March beans closed at 10.78. That's down 6¼ cents. December cotton today closed at 67.25, down 43. Over to the livestock, October fat cattle were $2.35 lower at $2.31.10. October feeders down $5.17.5 to $3.49.12.5. And October lean hog futures down a nickel, 97.32½. Try ProFarmer.com.
What's the first? Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and Triticale.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Still staying unseasonably warm today with highs climbing to the mid-80s. Chance of showers and storms returning by early evening. They do look to keep us damp through the night, leaving us tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies, highs cooler, flirting with 80, more showers and storms by the afternoon. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, 78 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We are having a conversation about what's happening in the cattle markets with Scott Varlick, Coima Coima Varlick Trading. Scott, every time I see this feeder cattle market back off, I'm looking for news on Mexico and a reopening of the Mexican border. What's the latest there? What impact is that really having?
Well, those reactions we're seeing on rumors of Mexican border are wild, you know, on these markets. So we know the market is very aware that this is an important issue. So we're all trying to keep track of it. And it's been a little bit messy about what we're hearing. You know, the latest we hear is, hey, I think we had that brief opening recently, didn't last long. The screw worm started to move north, quickly shut it again. And I think that kind of woke up Mexico, in my opinion, to say, hey, we need to do a better job here and have our ducks in a row. So I think they've done that. I think it sounds like they're doing a better job, getting it more under control, is the latest I hear. So we all want to know when that's going to be open, because through July, 600,000 head less than a year ago of feeders coming out of Mexico. So it's a large number. And the other side of the coin is this does fit right into Donald Trump's plan of bringing things into the United States, having it produced here. And it's been, hey, U.S. feeder calf, cow calf producers should be making some of this money. So I think there's some of that in there as well. Every time we have an announcement from Secretary Rollins, we're glued to the screens and the questions, the phones are ringing. So the emotions are on it for sure. It's going to be a big day. We already can see how the market's going to react to it. If it opens up, we are going to probably see some lower trade, in my opinion.
Yeah. So last week we get the announcement from USDA that, hey, there's going to be a conversation. You know, Secretary Rollins is going to have an announcement about the screw worm situation, and I mean everybody's on edge. She barely said anything. I mean, barely.
Yeah, that's how we felt too. It was waiting, and not really seeing anything, and then we just gave up and went home for the weekend.
yeah. I mean, it's a tough situation to be in to try to manage that right now. Scott, what is going on with those calves that are not coming across the border? I mean, they're not just being continuously backgrounded, are they?
Yeah, that's the question. I mean, they tell you hear from certain sources, oh, it's fine. We're getting them slaughtered. We're moving them through. We've got some very influential partners in this business. And I think, okay, I don't really want to ask any more questions on who that is, but that's what they say. They're getting them moved. They're getting them slaughtered. I highly doubt it. I think we're going to have such a mixed weight group of cattle, large frame, you know, cattle that are ready for some feed. So I think we're going to see a mixed moxel when it opens for sure. So it's just the fact that we're seeing how much Texas is struggling without those calves. I mean, it's about 6 months in a row of record low placements for them, and just you know, that many months in a row, it's just adding to how tight we are. So if we do say yes, let's let them in, there should be plenty of them ready to come, and they're going to want to ship them fast.
All right. Like I said earlier, we are focused on the state of the beef industry this week at Farm Journal. Angie Stump Denton was on the show this morning with me, and we had a great conversation about some of what is happening that might impact the future. Heifer retention, cow slaughter. You're in the seed stock business, Scott. And then with what you're seeing on this side of the industry, what do you see happening?
Yeah, those are two big topics. I mean, the heifer retention, that's the first big one we have to track and look at it, because, you know, I had mentioned the marketing's lowest since 2015, and that was a year, reason being that's what we were keeping heifers back. We were finally building that cow herd. Now, are we doing it in that fashion? I don't think so. I think we moved the needle a little slower. We've got such great prices dangled in front of us for years here that it's been warrant some selling of some of those extra heifers. But seeing that shift, you know, cattle in the yards, the shift from a little bit more steers, a little bit less heifers on feed. So that's evident there. Other signs, you know, some of the vaccine shortages from the spring, but we got moisture from Texas all the way to North Dakota this year, so we had some grass. We didn't have the drought issues to worry about. So there is some heifer retention that's happening. I think it's been a little bit slower, but it is there.
I agree. And
couple that with the cow slaughter being well behind year-ago levels. You know, talking 37% week over week, it's just there's a lot less cows going to slaughter all year long, and it's just been starting since the beginning. And we've called that cow herd down pretty hard. I mean, they were worth so much that it was easy to call off any low-producing cow and say she can go to town. Now we're trying to keep them. This market has sustained good prices for a long time. We know we're tighter in supply, so we're trying to rebuild safely. So I think it's happening. And then, you know, when you couple that with Mexican border talk, more cattle available, this supply story that we've just lived on for so long, those two together could be the reason that we maybe say the highs are in. Now, is that going to be soon? Is it going to be later? We know how long it takes to get a heifer bred and get her calved and get that calf to market. I mean, it's years. It's a couple of years, but we are seeing it.
Does it feel like the beef cross calves coming out of the dairies are taking some of the urgency out of rebuilding the beef cow herd?
Somewhat, yes. I just feel like they've maxed that line of beef pretty hard. I think they've pushed the needle so hard towards breeding to beef and are still doing it hard. That's full-on gas pedal to where I think the dairy industry might eventually here by next summer realize they need some more dairy replacement heifers. So I feel like, that's already been hit. Not to the max. We know that there's always room for a few more, but close enough to say I don't know that there's more numbers we can crank out of there. I mean, the ability to use the sexed semen, that's going to get better. You know, the efficiency of it is going to get there, because if you can use, you know, sexed semen for a bull calf, that's going to make a difference. You know, you're going to add a lot more steer calves to the market one of these days. There's new outfits that are working on the technology for sex semen, so that's only going to get better. But the numbers wise, I think they're pushing that needle as hard as they can already.
Okay, yeah, that's a good observation, because you're exactly right. They have pushed it hard. Okay, cattle on feed report coming our way on Friday. What are your expectations?
Yeah, looking like the South, still going to be lower placements. Their estimate coming in at 80% for Texas. Nothing jumping off the page to me. Okay. You know, I've been looking at these on-feed numbers when they say 98, 99. It feels like we've been at those on-feed numbers report after report after report. And then when we're seeing the cattle slaughter this far below year ago levels, I was just kind of wonder, where are they? What numbers not jiving here? Because, you know, 7% below on number slaughter and 99 on feed just doesn't seem to match up for me. So been struggling with that, you know, the last several reports. We'll see if it would indeed come in lower at any point, you know, with these lower placements in the South happening over and over. That number seems a little high to me.
Okay. All right. Risk management, the cash, the spread between, basis is narrowed up. Okay. Is a straight hedge in futures something to consider again?
It's had to be. Hedgers have had quite the go this year. You know, I mean, when we hear the interest rates coming down, you're thinking, yes, you know, the amount of money I've had to borrow for these margin calls has been so unreal. So it's a big cost to us this year, but I think that's the way to go. I mean, we look at the options markets, the LRPs, and they're high, and for good reason. They need to be high. Somebody is on the other side trying to sell you that protection, and you're also scared of that market and what it can do on the downside. So you have had to kind of get more of a straight hedge kind of an opportunity. I feel like, you know, this round of calves that we're buying now, they don't work. And we've got some 241, 242 break evens that guys are buying. And there's obviously nothing you can do to lock it right in. So it doesn't mean do nothing. Let's wait. that's what got us in trouble in 2015, because it never got to a price where we could lock in a profit. So we never did, and wrote it all the way down. And that's just something we can't afford to do. We've capitalized on this move. It's been just great profits in the cattle industry, and we don't want to give them back. So finding a way to stop the bleeding, or realizing that this market's not going to get to a price you want, to maybe do something, I think that's warranted. And yeah, the three signs of a turning market, you've got the basis is one. We're losing some of that. We're still positive. The spreads, the bull spreads have not really performed here as of late. They have all summer. They've been great, but maybe lacking here, and then just the market itself. So those are the three signs. They're not, you know, totally, they have shifted yet, but that's what we have to look for, is those.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the way when you put these calves in, and the market has performed well enough that even if they went in a negative crush, by the time they were fat and ready to go, they were break evens at least. The first time that doesn't happen, Scott, I hear you. That's one of the, that could be the canary in the coal mine right there. So we're going to have to watch for it. Scott, I always enjoy these conversations, man. Thank you.
I appreciate you having me on again.
You bet. Scott Varlick, Coima Varlick Trading. Davis and I will be right back with to wrap up AgriTalk.
Want to get
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. Do you feel stupid for buying a timeshare? Don't. It's not your fault. You were most likely told you could rent it, and it was a great financial investment. And the deal was available today only. If this happened to you, contact your resort or Wesley Financial Group for help today.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-791-1313. 800-791-1313.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zatavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols, because 11 wasn't enough. All to ensure that you get consistent quality performance from every seed. Performance that can pay off with better soybean yield. Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here along with Chip Flory, and I'm just being handed this. Yes. The plastic is up in the locker room. The champagne is on ice at Wrigley Field. Yeah. Chip, a little premature to say the Cubs are headed for the postseason. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't know if it's premature. Well, the only reason that it's premature is because there are still three outs standing between the Cubs and the postseason.
Okay.
But they lead the Pirates 8-4. After 8.5 innings, we just need to get three more outs, and postseason, here we come.
They can hold off Pittsburgh for three outs, can't they?
Yeah, it's September 17th.
Yeah.
And this is a wild card that is being clinched. I think the only other team that has clinched a postseason spot so far is the Brewers. So the division leaders haven't even clinched.
Wow.
And the Cubs are stepping in there to clinch the wild card.
Sounds like a magical end of the season for the Cubbies so far. I wonder what the postseason might hold. Do you have any predictions, perhaps? I mean, well, you got to get past the good folks from WRDN, don't you, at some point?
That's right. Well, of course. The way things look in the National League, all roads to a championship lead through Milwaukee. So, going to have to get by that team up there. Get by the Brewers.
Uh-huh. Yep. Uh-huh. Interesting. Yep. All right.
Let's go Cubbies.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I stopped paying attention to the Royals. I couldn't tell you what's happening there. I don't know that I want to know. I think I might as well be watching the Nationals.
Two outs. Two outs standing between the Cubs and the postseason. Just, throwing that out there. It's not inching, that I'm paying attention.
We're inching not, ever closer, yeah. Word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. What do we got here? I know. Bubba said something that kind of caught my attention. Just right quick, we can start here because I know you love to talk cattle. And you've got other things on your mind, but... But good people, while I've got your attention anyway in broadcast land, while I've got the listener's ear, you might say, we talked about waiting. Always waiting for something, and this has been a long season of waiting for the next thing, and then suddenly there's a next thing that we got to wait on, and a next thing we got to wait on. We got through the reports, the September WASDE report,
and all of that. And then Bubba comes with, volume is still slow, but this is what everybody was waiting for.
That's right.
If we could get an uptick in volume in the equities and especially in the grains, boy howdy, we might have something to talk about.
That was maybe one of the most positive things that we've heard Bubba say in quite some time.
In a while,
we got what people have been waiting for, and that is this interest rate cut from the Fed. So now that we've got that cut, now that we've got that cut, now it's just a question of what do investors do with their money, with their portfolios moving forward? Do they start to get more active in equities? Does that create some activity in the commodity markets? Do they start looking for undervalued assets? And if they do start looking for undervalued assets, does that lead them to the ag commodities? Probably should.
That's making the assumption that commodities are undervalued at this point. What assumptions go into feeling like the commodities are undervalued right now? Disease is worse? Is worse than we thought?
No.
The yield will be deeper?
No. I think you gotta stay more upfront than that. That's a future issue. Okay, because the market's not going to believe the disease talk until USDA confirms it. If the corn market believed how bad the disease is in Iowa, I don't know how many pennies or dimes the corn market would be higher than it is right now, but it would be higher than what it is right now. So the market still doesn't believe it. So just take a look at the stocks to use ratio and what the model regressions show you. And corn should, based on domestic and global carryover supplies and stocks to use, we should see corn prices higher than what they are right now. That's kind of the bottom line.
Yeah. Interesting. Still one out left to go. The Pirates still hanging on, still clinging.
Happy just caught the ball out in left field. The Cubs are headed to the postseason, baby. Yeah. The celebration has started. There we go. That's nice. The most tenured Cub out on the field, in the dugout, anywhere to be seen. The most tenured Cub just made the final out to send the Cubs to the postseason.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Let's go to Scott Varlick quickly. Koima Varlick. One of these times, cattle are not going to be able to build back from pressure like this, dude. We've seen. Yeah. We've been on the cattle coaster.
Yeah.
We've been in the meat casino. Ding, 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 ding. She goes down. She comes right back up. We still don't have feeder cattle coming northward up out of Mexico.
Right.
We're still waiting on those supplies. Supplies in the U.S. still tight as near as I can tell. He was talking about slaughter levels, placement, and all that stuff is kind of wonky. I don't know.
I think he pinpointed the thing that's going to tell us when this market turns. Because guys have been able to fill up a feedlot with high-priced feeders that didn't pencil out when they went in the feedlot. And the fat cattle market, cash market, has made up the difference over time and turned those calves into at least break even or money makers. The first time that doesn't happen is probably the first time that those feeders, that the cattle feeders, decide it's time to not spend that kind of money on the feeder cattle. And that's maybe what starts to break things down.
All right. Fair enough.
It's something to watch. National Weather Service 6-10-day outlook September 23rd through the 27th. Above normal temperatures still expected over the entire lower 48. Below normal precipitation expected over northern Illinois, northern Missouri, and points to the north and west of that. So above normal and dry is the outlook for the bulk of the Corn Belt. Near normal in the Far Eastern. Come back tomorrow morning, 10:06 Central, for more AgriTalk.
C-100.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom, it's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Fed